Verse 31, for ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. Now, everyone can have something to say about the Word of God. I've been greatly blessed by statements that certain folk have made in testimony meetings that bless my heart. Now he says the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in the churches of the saints. Now he says, let your women keep silence in the churches. Now, what's he talking about? Tongues. He doesn't say a woman's not to speak in church, but she's not to speak in tongues in the church. My friend, if you take the women out of the tongues movement, it would die overnight. Now, you say that's not nice to say. I know it's not nice, but it's true, my friend. For it's not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. Now, a woman is to speak in church. He doesn't say she's not to. He says she's not to speak in tongues. Now, if they will learn anything, let them ask their husband at home, for it's a shame for a woman to speak in the church, that is, in tongues. What? Came the word of God out from you, or came it unto you only? Now, it came to you, of course. Now, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. Now, that's the real test. If a man now today says that he's a prophet, or he's spiritual, that he can speak in tongues, let him acknowledge now what Paul is saying here is a commandment of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. I won't forbid it, but it must be according to what Paul says here. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy. Now, he says, covet the best gifts. Evidently, teaching the Word of God is one of the better ones. And I thank God for that. Let all things be done decently and in order. That's a great principle. And my experience has been, I've attended in the South tongues meetings, and I must confess that I couldn't see any rhyme nor reason in the entire service. It was all hopeless confusion, wasn't even organized confusion. It was hopeless confusion. Now, Paul says that's not the way that the things of God should be carried on. Now, that brings us to the end of this section, and maybe you're delighted that we're through with this. And I trust if you disagree with me, friends, you'll not fall out with me, but that you'll search this passage. And if I'm wrong, you pray for me. And now we are going to come to the third and the last section of this that has to do with spiritualities. And you know what the greatest spirituality of all is the resurrection of Jesus Christ and our resurrection, if we do not live until the Lord comes, our resurrection at the rapture of Christ. That is the highest spirituality of all. And I wish we could major more in the resurrection. The gospel. What is the gospel? Paul will make it very clear.